Hello, business building warrior. I have a treat for you today. It's a guest who's going to join me in just a moment. Renee File is a single mom with some older adult kids who are having kids of her own. And she's built an incredible business that allows her to bounce around when she's needed and help them out at different stages of life while continuing to grow her Amazon replens business. Yes, she's a proven Amazon course student who you hear us interview all the time on this show, students who have learned how to start off with the systems that we teach, and they've grown something incredible as a result. Now, in this case, I really enjoyed this story because Renee has had very little time to work on her business. Life has pulled her in different directions. She's gone through a divorce, which she shares very transparently, and we're grateful for just the strain of that, the strain of the job changes, her kids being in difficult situations, and she's had to go and move and help them. Life has thrown her a lot of curveballs over the last several years. And she also had the disadvantage of having to learn some really hard lessons the hard way in regards to jumping into what she thought were good business opportunities that turned out to be dead ends and duds before she found what we teach. And that's finally working, and she's able to put money in the bank, support herself with her business. You're going to be amazed and inspired by her dedication, her commitment, and just the transparency, again, of her message. She speaks from the heart. She has some great tips and strategies. Even if you're an advanced seller, you've been doing this a while, she has some great strategies for how she finds replens that she shares today. She was excited to share some things that she's been doing, some tools she uses. I think you're really going to enjoy that segment of the show as well. So as we love to do around here, I want to encourage you one more time before we jump over and meet our guest, would you please spend some time, a couple moments, maybe a minute or two, if you find our content valuable, going to whatever platform or whatever podcast listening app you use, leave us a review, let others know that you value this show, how much you appreciate it, and spread the word. Send people to silentgym.com. That's the only link you'll ever need as a fan of this show. And by the way, there's going to be several resources and software tools mentioned today. Those are all listed too in the show notes for this episode right at silentgym.com. So be sure to use that resource so you don't have to furiously write down notes. We got it all for you right there. Okay. And if you're not in our free Facebook group yet, as we're quickly approaching 70,000 members, man, we'd love to add you. So just go to that same link again, silentgym.com, and we will get you into the Facebook group. Doesn't cost anything. You can see all these great business building warriors building great businesses, hang out with them, ask your questions. It's a tremendous benefit of being part of this community, and it doesn't cost anything. Okay, let's jump over and meet Miss Renee File. So Renee, welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm happy to be here today.
It's my honor. I can't wait to dig into your story. I saw your bio and we've done a little introduction, but let's just jump in. Tell us your story.
Well, I find myself being a single mom right now, but several years back, early 2000s, I was a pastor's wife with, well, we had four children, and I so wanted to help my husband supplement his income. So a girlfriend of mine turned me on to affiliate marketing. She had a successful website. She goes, Renee, why don't you design a website and talk about ways do things on a budget with your large family, and then you monetize it and you'll earn commissions on all your little links. And I tried it. I didn't earn a lot of money. I spent a lot of hours developing a really nice looking website, but it just wasn't making the kind of income I was hoping for. And that was in Delaware. So we moved to California, and I still just had it in my heart. I said, I know I got to be able to make a living online somehow because my children are so active. I like to be with them at their, you know, after school functions. I like to help them with homework. I really don't want to be in a 9-to-5 job. So I went online and I clicked through one of my emails that led me to one of those gurus out there who was trying to teach me through their tutorials that, you know, oh, look at what's trending on Amazon. And like at the time were blue spatulas, and you could just order them from China and you could put your name on it and sell a private label. And, oh, do you want to learn how to do this business? It only costs $5,000 to sign up. And like, oh, I was so depressed. How could I ever do anything like that? And that's when I came across your name in the lineup online, you know, through many of the Google little clicks, I kept seeing Jim Cochran and My Silent Sales Machine. And I said, you know what? I'm going to buy his book because I think he's doing something right. And I don't think he seems to be the kind of person who is leading people astray and just taking their money. Well, I have to be honest, I ordered your book and I started to read it. And I was in such a bad mindset. I was thinking that, oh, this is going to be a book that will tell me, A, you do this, then B, you do that, and C, this is how you make your money. And I just wasn't getting that. It didn't resonate with me. And I thought, oh no, I'm so disappointed. I wanted this to really work. But I kept it on the shelf anyway. I said, I'm going to come back again to that one day. Something just tells me there's something about that group. And I joined the Facebook group, which was free. So I kind of followed you guys for the next several years.
About when would this have been that you joined the Facebook group? I'm curious.
I want to say early 2014.
Oh, quite a while ago still, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was quite a while. And you had
7, 8 years ago.
It was that long ago. And we were new to California. But there was a student, I really think he was one of your leaders at the time. And I kind of wanted to plug into his tutorials and listen to his podcast. Unfortunately, though, he was talking about a private label idea that was working for him and he was doing very well. But again, not knowing at that time, well, don't start out private label. I said, oh, okay, that's what I need to do. I need to create my own product out there. And so I thought about it. I prayed about it. And I said, I want to design the best sugar scrub I can and harness all these beautiful trees that were growing up around me in California, lemon trees and grapefruits, limes and avocados. And I would harness their essential oils and I would just make a really good sugar scrub that didn't have all those chemicals. I don't know why I chose sugar scrubs, but I did. And I came up with my own logo. I came up with my store brand name and I posted it on Amazon. This would be Christmas time of 2014.
Okay.
And I merchant fulfilled them because the warehouse, I was afraid they might damage my scrub and they could melt. So anyway, I merchant fulfilled and I had a handful of sales. I kept at it for the next year or two. I was making 4 or 5 sales a month. And I thought, oh man, this is depressing. I didn't know how to market myself. I wasn't trying to drive traffic to my little listings. And I felt pretty proud of my listings. They were my own photos and my own descriptions. And I don't even know how, but people actually found my listings. And then they left some really good reviews and said how much they love my sugar scrubs. But I thought, man, I can't make a living off of this. This isn't right. Going to work. And so I just basically went and joined the, you know, normal workforce. I became an office manager for an optometrist. And I kind of kept my sugar scrubs on the back burner, a little bit disappointed that they weren't working, that whole idea. And I just knew I must be doing something wrong. And then I found myself divorced, sadly. So I thought, okay, right about that time, my family life was being turned upside down. And our first daughter was getting married that year. So I had a lot going on in my plate. And shortly after she married, not too long after, she was pregnant. And she said, Mom, I'm having twins. And they were living in San Diego at the time. And I said, oh boy, the twins came. They were preemie. They came with a lot of complications and some difficulties. And she said, Mom, I really need your help. Is there any way you could leave your job and come live with us? Wow. And just help me full time? And I said, absolutely, in a heartbeat.
That's a lot of change in a short amount of time.
There was so much more depth
to every element of your story so far that it's just incredible that this journey you've been on. Wow.
Yeah. Well,
keep it going. So you uprooted again and you're moving. Now, where were you in California before you moved to San Diego?
So I was in Southern California, Orange County.
Gotcha.
Okay. And from there, I went to San Diego.
Pretty good move. Yeah.
And beautiful, you know, sure. Beachside. And I actually slept so I could do the night shift. I slept on the floor between the twin boys' cribs. And that's how I lived my life out for the next 6 months. And I wouldn't have done it any other way. I have to say, when you have grandchildren, you just don't know how much you can possibly love them, maybe even more than your own children, if that's possible. But I just knew that was where I needed to be.
That's amazing, Renee. I love it.
6 months into that time, Kara said, Mom, I think I can do this on my own. You should probably think about, you know, getting a job again somewhere. And I thought, okay, right at that time, I told you I had still been kind of following your Facebook group, but, you know, not really paying a lot of attention to them.
Sure.
But yet for some reason at that time, Oscar's interview, if you remember, it was August of 2019.
Wow, you that was the first time we interviewed him. Okay.
It was your first time. And for whatever reason, I said, I'm just going to listen to that podcast one night.
Yeah.
And it changed my whole world. I heard a Christian man who was devoted to his family, still working a lot of hours, driving a long ways to his job. And then he was still making a really good living, starting out his business in Amazon. And I said, that's what I need to do.
So I thought, incredible.
This time I'm going to do it the right way. And I had some savings. So I put my money and I bought PAC, because at that time, the PAC modules, it was like a one price, not a monthly thing.
Right.
So I purchased it. And I remember Oscar saying that he just absorbed like a sponge as much information as he could in a short amount of time as he could. So I took the next 3 weeks in September of 2019, just listening and listening, taking notes. And right then, Jimmy's course, the Replens course, came out.
That was
his new module at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the price, but I paid for that. I said, you know what? I'm going to learn everything I can and do it like these people who are doing it right. And they're doing and they're making a living. I've got to be able to do this right this time, because I'm on my own now. And it's either going to make or break me. So I jumped in quarter four, 2019. And I started to go to my regional stores, and that's where my journey began. That's how I started in the group.
Well, that's an incredible lead up to where we're going to share everyone with everyone here shortly where you are now. But just for clarity's sake, for the listeners who've kind of gone along so far in Renee's fantastic story, the Proven Amazon course now does include all that content, including Oscar, who she mentioned is one of our success story students. Is now a great, I would call him a leader on our team. He's presented at our conferences and he's now gone full-time. He and his wife have a 7-figure business, just the two of them. They've paid off their house. He's left his full-time job that he had before. So he's all in on the Amazon Replens model that we teach, which is what Renee's talking about at this point. And I'll probably put a link in the show notes to Oscar's episodes for those who want to go back and check those out, because a couple of highlight, I mean, all of our episodes are just tremendous, real people telling their stories, but man, Oscar was sure fired up and determined and motivated, and
was
a lot of people
so
point
inspiring.
Back.
Inspiring. Yeah.
It really is, because it's just, you know, it shows you, obviously he's overcoming some things. His English isn't perfect by any means. You know, he's had to struggle through some things and figure some things out, but he's become one of my favorites, if I'm going to be honest, because he's always full speed ahead, doing it for God, for his wife, for his beautiful family, and inspiring others as he goes. And it's just it's a delight to be in a community full of great people like that. But all right, so now that I interrupted you a little bit, well, okay.
No, it's okay.
Get us up to speed. You've jumped into Replens at this point. You're figuring it out. How's it going for you?
I had someone in my life who helped, you know, kind of put a roof over my head and paid for some, you know, major bills in my life so that I could focus on starting my business. Because as everyone knows, and maybe for those who don't, when you're starting out on a new business, and I had like $456 that I could start out in inventory. And I had to pretty much turn over all my money as it came in and right back into inventory. I think Kate Chadwick talks a lot about that. You know, you've got to put more money in initially to build up your catalog of inventory, because you don't want to only have like 10 items forever. You know, you want to kind of build that up. So I did. And that brings me up to where COVID kind of became an issue, March of 2020. I got another call from Karis and she says, Mom, I'm pregnant again. And her boys had just turned 1 year old in February. And 3 weeks later, she says, and she's crying. She goes, Mom, it's twins again. Twins don't run in our family. This was not intentional. This is how it just naturally happened for her. And I sat there and I was getting at a pretty good point in my business. I won't lie. I had some momentum going. I had a wholesale account landed and I had these really my favorite stores. And I knew, she says, Mom, is there any chance at this point? She's now living in Idaho. She says, can you move out here to help us? She goes, I cannot do this alone. Alex has lost his job and just everything. And again, I just knew in my heart, this is why I'm in this business. I want to be flexible to help my children in this season of their life.
Absolutely.
And I said, honey, I will do it. I'm going to do whatever it takes and I will move out there. And another daughter of mine agreed to move out. So together we are sharing an apartment here in Boise, Idaho. We live a mile down from my other daughter and her two sets of twins. And it was hard. I won't lie. I was afraid. I was on my own for the very first time, it felt like. I had all these new stores to find. I lost my wholesale account that was giving me so much momentum. And what a blessing. God is so good. I live across from a store that has been my biggest provider of replens for me. And it only exists in four states in our nation. And I happen to be living across from one of them. So I was able to build my replens up. Once again, I could focus on it. I worked 4 hours at my daughter's house, and then I would put 8 hours into my business here. And I've been doing so. I went through quarter four, 2021. That would be my third time I've gone through quarter four. And I've now reached a business that is bringing in, on average, about 12,000 to 13,000 a month in gross sales. And I've reached 15,000 several times too, depending on the time of year. So I'm able to pay myself. I'm able to pay my operating expenses. I have a profit sharing account, you know, my taxes account, because I do try to follow that profit first method. I found that to be very smart and good advice. And that's where I'm at. And I'm ready to actually start expanding my business. I'd like to see it grow a little more and have a little more cushion for myself and savings. And I have some ideas of how I want to do that.
Well, I think the theme I'm detecting here is that due to your just inner drive and commitment, moms are incredible. I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, moms are incredible. You guys will do anything. It's a different heart that I think God put in moms. So good for you. And you're doing what it takes to squeeze in between all these life upheavals and changes and moves and, hey, mom, come help us. Okay, mom, you can move out now. Oh, wait, we need you back again. You know, that's just life throws your kids curveballs and you want to be there, be the one that can help. And you're figuring out a way to do that through this very flexible business model, something that finally worked for you after we had your, you know, private label kind of thing didn't work out, the, you know, selling a few units a month. And that's very frustrating for me to hear, actually, because we've never encouraged new sellers to go down that road simply because it's just such a hard road to launch a product, especially new, if you don't have any momentum and instincts. You're at the point now, though, where we would start talking like, hey, keep an eye out for some of those underserved niches. What's flying off the shelf now that you've got several hundred replans? You know, to pay attention to these things. What wholesalers might you work with? What might you rebrand into your own name, or these creative bundles that you can brand and sell them yourself? Mm-hmm. You're ready for those kind of conversations. This is why we love starting people out. If I could soapbox for the audience for a minute, we love starting new sellers off where you kind of eventually wound up. That's where you should start. And it's working for you. In the spare time that you have dealing with a couple sets of twins, which I got to say, I've never heard of that before. A family that has two sets of twins is very unusual. Like all the strange conversations, like, yeah, those are my twin brothers. And like, you don't look like them. Well, because I have another twin that I look like. I'm like, wait, what? That's so great. But you're figuring it out and you're there and you've moved and you're supporting them and you've got a foundation now that's very easily expanded upon with the knowledge that you have, this $12,000, $15,000 a month thing. And we didn't mention your margins. I always want to, you know, throw that out there so people know.
Close to 24% is my margin.
There you go.
I'm trying to improve on my ROI because I've made some bad choices. You know, everyone does in learning. No one's perfect and I'm still not.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, in 30, 35 is kind of the high end. You'll hear some, you know, I don't think I've ever heard anything much higher than 35 with this model. But the thing is, that it's just so easy to turn up the volume. And once you've got the system, you can just turn it up and add replens and you grow your team. And then you can get into some of the higher margin, you know, the bundled, the labeled bundles, the private label bundle options that we've got. We've got all that training coming here within the next few weeks, actually, for proven Amazon course students.
And you mean what Nathan Bailey was kind of talking about at the conference, right?
Provenbrandbuilding.com is the website. And it's common everyday items that are easily sourced off the shelf, normal replens, if you will, bundled together, but put into your branded box you know, with a legitimate brand built and brand registry through Amazon. Free training that we have coming for all proven Amazon course students. It's a great next step up. And that's something I think that you'll get excited about this year as you see it. And the wholesale too, the strategies we have for finding new wholesalers that are very profitable. There's tens of thousands of them out there, and how to kind of comb through quickly and find the great ones where there's opportunity. We've got good systems in place for that. That's the stuff that Rich Potter teaches. And right now it's a separate course, but it will be integrated at some point into the Proven Amazon course as well. But yeah, I'm loving your story. I love your transparency. You've got so many lessons to share. And I just want to commend you as well. I know this wasn't an easy thing for you to do. You were a bit hesitant. I know you were nervous and hesitant at the same time. So thank you. I think there's a lot of people out there, you know, single moms or other people who are just looking at life struggles, ups, downs, the reality of getting through the COVID era. And that took a lot from a lot of people. And people are looking for encouragement and people who are figuring out a way through this and finding their feet again. So I think you're going to inspire a lot of people with your story. You're very eloquent in how you told it as well. You did a great job.
Thank you. There are a lot of life lessons that's on my heart to share. I have a book in my heart I want to write. I have a lot of little areas of ministry I kind of want to delve into. I won't lie, it's intimidating. And this is why I was hesitant to come on at first, because it's intimidating when you have so many success stories where people are new and they've already hit, 10,000 their first month. It took me 1 year to reach 10,000.
I've got to plug my laptop in. Please keep talking, not being rude. So about to die.
What I've learned is I need to stop comparing myself to all of these other people, because we're all in different stages. We all come with different skill sets, a different amount of resource. And it's no different than a development when you're building new homes. It all ends up as a home, but they're going to look different and they still function well. And they all come at different stages at the time, however fast a builder can build them. And so I've learned to stop thinking that I have to be as good as someone else. And if I'm not, then I really must be failing and doing something wrong.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. And that's one of the things that we heard about these podcast episodes. And, initially we were doing quite a few, and there are so many. It's a good problem to have from my vantage point, to have this incredible team of coaches and this world-class content that's creating success stories literally daily posted in our Facebook group, which anyone can go see, silentgym.com. There's a link. Go in, scroll through. We've got like 1,200 tagged success stories that have been posted. But people were saying, well, it's all the people who are hitting like $10,000 in their second month, or $30,000 in their third month. And just like, it just seems overwhelming. There's like people are hitting such high marks so fast. That's not my story. So we've brought in more of these stories of like, hey, you know what? It was a 6-year journey just to get to the $12,000 a month mark, because life threw me curveballs and I was distracted and things don't always work the way you hope. But it keeps coming back to the same conclusion of if you follow the steps and you get in and you do the work the way we're showing you and at your own pace, that's fine. You will start to build something that works and you can scale from there. But it's not always a smooth sailing ride. Business is a whole lot of work. And I like to point that out as often as I can. There's some people under the delusion that, it's just a matter of buying the right course or pushing the right buttons or connecting with the right guru, and then it's all going to work magically. No, it's everything out there that's worth doing in business requires a whole lot of work. You're swimming upstream. Every single business model out there, you're swimming upstream. But it's good to be in a community of others who are doing the same thing, supporting and encouraging each other.
We need it. Yeah, and I was definitely swimming upstream. This move to Boise, I lived on a third, and I still live on a third floor apartment. And by the way, I do almost all retail arbitrage. I'm actually about 10% now is starting to be online arbitrage. And I have actually a wholesale account as well, through a local manufacturer. But that was a lot of retail produce, or not produce, but product that I'm hauling up 3 flights of stairs. And I know, spring chicken, I'm not an old person, but at the same time, I was starting to feel it. That was hard. My fingers were numb carrying these bags and carrying boxes. And then I realized, my gosh, this is so time consuming. 40 minutes every time I go out to shop is on just taking things upstairs, putting it on shelves. And then UPS told me last summer, we no longer want to pick up your boxes on the third floor. You're going to have to get them to ground floor. And I hung up with them, and I won't lie, I was bawling. And I thought, what am I going to do? I can't give up at this point. I've come too far, and I've I've gone through a lot. So I purchased this really expensive hand truck, and it was able to have me hoist my boxes without me lifting them. I could hoist my boxes down the stairs, but I was aware that the building was kind of shimmy and a little, it was like very clumsy to you.
Yeah.
So the bottom tenant told me, "You can't do this anymore. I can feel you coming." He goes, "You're going to have to carry those boxes by yourself." And lo and behold, he was my superintendent's husband, I would find out. So I was very careful as I did it. But then I said, I prayed. I just said, I have to have a garage unit by December. I can't keep doing this. And by December, my name finally came up in the list, and I have now a garage unit, and I just back my car into it. I unload my whole prep.
Oh, that's great. So you moved to a ground floor. I got you.
Yes.
With the garage.
Yeah.
That's great. So good. Wow. Just the commitment and determination. And your positions now, you have a very realistic, I mean, just imagine if you could have a conversation with the 2014 Renee. You'd be like, okay, log, fun side project. Please don't spend time learning how to make fonts at 3 a.m. You know, and then the soaps, it's like, wade in slowly. Don't put your heart, like, let's test this concept first, right? These little lessons that you've had to learn the hard way. But now that you're onto something that actually works, I can just hear it in your voice, that flame of like, okay, this works. I'm willing to go buy a dolly and go up and down stairs quietly so I don't have some, because I know that this works. I'm seeing the results. I'm actually turning dollar bills into $5 bills for the first time ever instead of just pouring money into something. I'm going to make this work. So kudos to you. Congrats.
And I mean, I'm sustaining a living by myself.
Yes.
And that was a scary thing to think about doing when I first was divorced and first started this. Very scary.
And you've done it, right?
Yeah.
And the thing I'd like to encourage you on, and hopefully this is helpful for somebody else as well, but the work that it takes to get to, let's say, a $30,000 a month business, right? You've done 95% of the work. Does that make sense as I say it? You have all the moving pieces in place. You understand the system. It's just a matter of scaling now. It's just a matter of turning up the volume. You know, you've built the machine. It's just a matter of turning the volume up a little bit as the funds are available. As you have, if you don't have the time yourself, you hire somebody, you do the math. Like, it makes sense for me to pay someone 12, 14 bucks an hour to do this.
Well, you know, I've got my son helping me. He lives in St. Louis, and I send him, you know how you do it with your VAs where they have access to pictures on store shelves. Well, that's what I've been actually doing with him. So he goes, he signs onto my iCloud, and he helps me find replens through my store shelf pictures. And I'm realizing that, oh my gosh, I've really only got a tip of the iceberg in these stores. And I want to say this to other people. You can get stuck in your favorite aisle or your favorite brand or two, and you forget that there's a whole sea of other stuff out there. And I sometimes will close my mind up to it and think, oh, that's probably not any good. But you know what? Just yesterday, I'm walking through one of my stores and I'm near the checkout and I'm like, oh, here's something I never would think of sourcing. And it has to do with the bar utensils. And I look at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's only one person or two on this listing and they're selling 56 a month. And the ROI is like 110%. So there's always gems out there to find. Don't ever think that they're already taken, because boy, they're not. That's what I want to say.
You know, the number of people who are jumping in and doing this business the way that we teach it trails far behind the number of people who are jumping onto Amazon saying, you know, I'm just going to start shopping on Amazon. It's convenient. They got everything anyway. So what if I pay a little more? It's on my desk the next day. I'm just going to use Amazon. The number of new shoppers are outpacing the number of new sellers coming in and doing things the way we teach it, which means there's an opportunity gap there that is unlike anything we've ever seen. It started with COVID. It hasn't let off yet. Now, yes, there are some inconveniences. Amazon sometimes loses your inventory. Sometimes you're going to get an IP complaint from somebody. You know, all these little painful things. If you owned a retail store, you'd have shoplifters. You'd have weather to contend with. You'd have sick employees that couldn't come in and run the cash register. You know, these are the things that go with running a business. But as a model, I am so bullish about this model, and specifically the replens model, as you've described it. You know, those of us who have been selling physical products online, you know, for me going back 20 years now, that hunt for what can I sell that will make me a profit? It was just seemed like an endless churn of painful loss and agony. Mm-hmm. And now it's like the stuff is literally everywhere. Let us show you the tools you need to use. Right. Mm-hmm. So do you kind of have that feeling like, give me 6 hours, I can go find products. Do you have that spark in you now?
Oh, absolutely. I just yesterday, you know, it's the turn of a new year and things are different routine already with my family. And I found 20 replens yesterday.
No way. Now, that's
I
great.
Use Smart Scout. Okay. And I know that Smart Scout is used for the wholesale, you know, to find wholesale reasons, but I've been finding the kind of replens I like to find in the fringes of Amazon, kind of like to fly low under the radar. I don't want to be necessarily selling the most popular items with 30 to 50 other people. I like to sell with just a handful of people, and I'm happy with 10 drops a month. You know, I don't need to have 50 drops a month. And if I get enough of those in my replens catalog, then it does very well for me.
That's great. Well, you know, we're huge fans of Smart Scout as well. SilentGym.com/SS. Smart Scout is a discount that we have set up for our community working with Scott Needham, the founder. He brought that tool to us very easy early on. We're using it a lot to find wholesale opportunities, which is an angle that you should probably study at some point. But we're also
I've been meaning to.
Keepa, yeah, as you get to it, right? There's always more to learn. But Keepa actually does a lot of those same things that you're kind of describing right now, finding just a crazy number of replens so quickly based on just kind of combing through the data that's already there. Brian Olson is putting together a coach on our team right now, mm-hmm. kind of using Keepa to do that. And Keepa is just a few dollars a month. So I encourage you to check that out at some point.
Well, I did. I listened to him live during the conference.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I have to admit, I was a little torn, and maybe you can help me with this, but I thought, am I okay for spying on other people's listings? Like, I don't know if I want people to find my listings. I was trying to put myself in the place of the person who I might be spying on, and I find one of their gems. So I won't lie, I kind of dismissed it, and I thought, no, I just better find my own stuff. So, and then I'm listening more and more to people who are using Brian's method. And I know you've kind of supported it too. And I thought, well,
absolutely.
Maybe I'm thinking of it in the wrong way.
Well, the nature of replens, we kind of got to lay the foundation for people who aren't familiar with the nature of replens. The nature of replens isn't going out and finding something that's never been sold before and being the only person selling it. That's the private label model. And we'll get you there. That's a great place to be. It's not for new sellers. Having a unique product like your, you know, sugar scrubs.
Right.
Hard to market a new product. You can lose a lot of money. So instead we say, okay, what's moving at a nice clip right now that is selling at a nice profit and I can easily get my hands on these products. Those are replens. So maybe there's already 5 sellers or 10 sellers or even 30 other people selling that same product that everybody's selling it at a profit. So you come in and kind of join the crowd. And as the buy box rotates, mm-hmm. everybody gets their share of the sales. Well, the nature of Amazon is that anybody can, at any time, can look at what any seller is selling. So Brian's strategy, basically in a nutshell, is, okay, I'm going to look for sellers who have a similar profile to me and see what else they're selling that I'm not selling, because they're probably doing the same thing to me at some point. What you don't want to do is go in and be the person that drives the price to the bottom. Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
But if everybody plays in the buy box, there's many sellers in our community, and I'm one of them, who will from time to time, you know, frequently just send a good ASIN to one of our coaching students, to a friend. It's like, hey, I'm sitting on this. There's only 4 other sellers with me. It's selling 80 units a month. Jump in. Here, it's a great ASIN. Go source some of this stuff. Jump in. Have fun with it. Right. So there's no reason for us not to have that cooperative. Now, are we all going to publish our entire list of ASINs out for everybody to just kind of look at? No, because you never know who's going to get a hold of it. But as far as going through Amazon and looking through and seeing what's moving, what's selling, what else are they selling, there's no problem with that. Because remember, the game of replens is all about, yes, I'm going to lose, let's say any given month, 5% of my replens. I can easily go add 15 or 20% anytime I want. I can add another 100 this month if I want. So I'm going to lose 5 or 10 of those next month. That's all right. Go add another 80 or 90. So when you take that vantage point on this and you build a system to support that, there's absolutely nothing wrong with seeing what other people are selling. Because the tricky part, once you know what they're selling, is where are you going to source it? Just because you know what they're selling doesn't mean you can easily go source it for whatever advantages they have in sourcing it. You know, they may be buying it in bulk, or, you know, just because one of your competitors is selling, it doesn't mean you can go easily source at the same price they are. So yeah, we absolutely love taking a look at what other sellers are doing, get some ideas, bunny trail off of that, find creative bundle options. You know, if they've got it, if they're selling one product, what else in that brand is doing well? Right. That's a new brand I've never seen before. I'm going to look at the other 80 items in that brand, right? So no one's doing it in a way that's like, hey, I'm going to copy their exact catalog. Well, you don't live where they live. You don't have the relationships they do. You don't have the stores near you that they do, the access. So nothing wrong with looking. And that's really the Smart Scouts tool. That's all it really is doing, is it's compiling in a graphically friendly way.
It's
all the other sellers' data and products, right? Keepa just does it for a lot less money, a very similar process.
That is true. Right? And I would encourage people to definitely start with Keepa, because, and I used to use it for that reason. I think it was taught in Legends when I first joined Legends. I want to say over a year ago, they were teaching that. Not Brian's systematic way. He, man, he has his in a system and it's beautiful. But it was kind of the same idea. I was doing a little bit in Keepa and I just didn't find it user-friendly. But I'm actually going to go back through and I'm going to use Brian. I'm going to implement his steps because I do agree. I think that it's not an unethical way. And I guess I was afraid it might have been at first. And I've changed my mind on that and my thinking. And
it's, I think it's good for my business. Products on Amazon looking for ideas, you're looking at products that other people are selling.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just not that hard to look and see what else is this person selling.
What I liked Smart Scout for, kind of one of the ways I like using it, is let's say there's a brand of, I don't know, coffee that you really like. I don't know, the Starbucks brand or something. Well, you'd be surprised how many variations of that brand name exist. So if I type in Starbucks and Smart Scout, and I might do apostrophe S or I might leave it without, like all the different variations, like people who create listings for Starbucks products will say Starbucks Coffee Company or Starbucks Store. And it brings me every single brand that has the name Starbucks in it. And I can look at the whole catalog of products and see if there's any listings I've never had access to using like the Amazon Seller Central app, or I have a Legendary Sellers app. But so I kind of like it for that reason, but it is an expense. So I would never encourage anyone to start out just thinking, oh, I need to pay that much a month, because we have definitely better tools that don't cost a lot a month to go with.
Well, I would certainly say until you understand the replens model very, very well, don't buy tools. But once you do, there's some really exciting, fun ways to, you know, a good handful of ways to find more replens anytime you want. You can go to the stores, you can take pictures and send them to your son and they can do the research, or send them to a virtual assistant. They just research through brand names. You can use tools like Keepa. You can use Smart Scout. All these interesting strategies for sure. But the fact is, replens are just everywhere. There's just so many ways to find these products and combine them and find these little hidden gems of these replens, stuff that's selling well. You know, we're not talking about the stuff that sells thousands of units a month. That's a bloodbath. We're talking about the stuff that sells 10 times, 20 times, 40 times a month. And there's two or three sellers in there and they're making money and you get hundreds of those listings. Suddenly you've got something special. So they're in the process of giving me full access to the catalog and saying, hey, find some replen opportunity in there. Go for it. So we're scrubbing through. It could be a huge opportunity for them and for us. It's very exciting. But that's the replen skill set that you're describing. There's just diamonds hidden all over Amazon once you understand how to see it. And I think you've described it very, very well. And that's why I'm super excited. You know, sometimes I'll tell guests, if you were a stock I'm buying, you're one of these companies that's trudged through the difficult times, built a provable system. Now all they need is a little bit of time and a little bit of money. And they're at the next level very quickly. That's where you're at. Like if someone could invest in you. And if you need funding, we've got some great options if that's something that's holding you back, because you've got a beautiful system that I'm very confident is going to continue to scale beautifully for you.
Well, one of the helps, you know, from that conference in Tampa, Nathan Bailey did his talk about becoming brand registered. And as soon as he was done, I just marched up right up to his little cubicle there. And I said, I want to join. And I handed him my money and he's working on getting me trademarked. So I'm actually trademarking the very brand that I started back in 2014. And I'm going to hopefully get a hold of some unique bundles. And once you're brand registered, there's a lot of benefits, as he was describing, to being brand registered. So that's that's one of the things I want to kind of hopefully have work out for me this year.
Yep.
Is to get more on the unique
bundling.
It's
a great advantage to be brand registered, even as a replin seller. And now you're starting to head into that territory where you're going to have a sellable business, right? You're going to have brands that, even if it's wholesale products, unique relationships, or branded bundles, ideally, those are models that can be sold. It's a business that you're building an asset now, not just a skill set that pays the bills and generates some income, but an actually sellable business that can be turnkey and handed to somebody else at some point when you're ready to do so. So yeah, you're stepping into some exciting territory. You certainly took a long, winding, narrow, scary road to get here, but you're in a great place at this point. I'm excited to see where you're at, 6 months, a year, 2 years from now.
I am too. I want to, even like an easy low-hanging fruit would be to join the Walmart platform. And that would add another little stream of income for me. Lisa Larson, and I love listening to her. And I've got to just send kudos out to her, because talk about someone who overcomes obstacles. And yet she is so encouraging. And she gives her heart out to us every Tuesday night. And I can remember one time she said, if you're wanting to know a kind of a tip on where you can find some new replens that are just unique to your area, she said, type in your zip code or type in local manufacturer at the Google line. And I did. And I'm, oh my gosh, there were places I never knew existed in my area.
Yep.
And they were small fish. And yet they had some products that people were searching for on Amazon and not a lot of product to fill in. So I have wholesale opportunities, could even turn into private label. So that's something I want to kind of harness this year, is a few of those people.
Yeah, you are certainly on a great path. And I've got to imagine this is one of those episodes where people have jotted down a handful of things at this point, saying to themselves, okay, I got to look into that. That's cool. That's exciting. I learned something. So I enjoy these episodes where a lot of transparency, a very real person telling a very real story, but also dropping some great hints and tips and strategies, maybe some things people haven't heard before. But I'm very encouraged as well. I want to go out looking for replans after this. Every time I do one of these episodes, I'm like, that's just so fun, going out and finding $20 bills sitting around, It's a good time, man. I'm growing this business. But so anything else that was on your list today that you wanted to share with the folks? Any, as we start to wrap this one up, I don't want to cut you off too soon. I think we've had a great episode so far, though.
For someone who's new to, not necessarily are always the big box stores the places to start. I think that was probably the most profitable tip I ever got when I joined in quarter four 2019's little success Facebook group. It was Christy Hertzler, I think, who said, don't be afraid to look at your regional stores, the smaller stores. Don't think you have to go to Walmart or Target or those big ones. And she was right. You'd be surprised at how many of the smaller stores in your area have some really nice gems. So
that's right. And we're not saying go in and scan barcodes.
No.
And go in and look for replins. And the best way to learn replins is to set aside 3 to 7 hours, something like that, and go through the Proven Amazon Course module on replins. It's a completely new lens to look at Amazon. And until you get it, it's hard to just explain. But there's a lot of low-hanging fruit in the long tail of Amazon that you're just walking right past. And yeah, I love those small, local, regional, even the ones that don't have any English. We sell products that I don't even know what it is. I look at it like, there's no English on this thing anywhere.
Except I was thrown out of one of their stores and I felt so bad. you had a student on your podcast talking about ethnic, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like it was Russian store or something. And so I'm looking online, where are my ethnic stores? And I went into one and I must have offended them. They looked at me taking some pictures of their stuff on the shelf and he didn't know a lot of English. And I think I scared him and he asked me to leave the store and never come back.
So I learned a little lesson there.
But you know what? Those doors get shut in our face. That doesn't mean we're failing and we should quit the business
That's a great story. And there's a good lesson too. One of the things I like to do is go in when I'm at a store, like a small store, the guy who owns it probably standing behind the counter and, by himself, it's just you and him in the store. It's just say, hey, I sell on Amazon. I want to buy products from you that I can sell on Amazon, but I need to kind of look and see what you have. Is that okay? And sometimes they understand, sometimes they don't. Like, I might be here a while. Is it okay if I take some pictures? Maybe take a little video, so I can research later. And when you do it that way, sometimes it's their kid that speaks English. They'd call from the back. It's like, hey, bring out the 14-year-old. Like, hey, what's going on? Could you tell your dad? So, you know, you communicate to them, here's what I'm all about. Here's what we're trying to do. And they've turned into partners. I have them that actually they're looking constantly on Amazon at their own stock. And I've said, hey, if you find something that's selling for 3 times what you can buy it for,
yeah,
let me know. You know, look on Amazon, look in your store shelf and let me know. We'll work together. I'll place orders with you. So I'll have them send me texts. Hey, we found another one. Check this out. Right. So I don't train them on how to do replans. I just kind of give them a general idea. Hey, look for some gold. And now I've got partners who are texting me from these small stores, you know, and I'm the guy that sells online and they're trying to find winning ideas for me. So yeah, those relationships, those partnerships, those can be gold. That's a great tip. And I've never heard of someone being kicked out before. So thanks for sharing that. That's a great story.
Okay, I'm not afraid to share it. It was an honest mistake, probably on my part. I'm sure I looked kind of evil to him. So,
evil person here trying to sell, trying to buy stuff from me. Get out of my store.
I know.
All right. Well,
but I think I covered everything that I wanted to share.
Well, you did a phenomenal job. Thank you for the transparency. And I just know I've got this instinct now. This is going to be one of those episodes that people are going to write in and say, hey, that was great. That's the person, and kind of how Oscar did that for you, like pushed you over the edge and like, I'm going to go do this. There's going to be people come up to you a year from now, 2 years, 3 years, and like Renee's episode, you know, that single mom that had to move from California to Idaho back and forth to take care of the twins. That was just so inspiring me. That's why I took the leap. That's why I jumped in with both feet. And here I am now having built something special. So you're going to be that person for someone. And
I hope so.
I'm sure you will. It's going to be a good handful of people, I'm sure. But, well, let me talk to the listeners for just a moment and thank them for joining us today. It was great for me hanging out with Renee. And I know that if you've spent this much time with her and listening to her story, that you're encouraged and inspired, got some new creative ideas, maybe made some notes. Chance for me to remind you that everything we talked about today, the different tools and the resources, that's all at silentgym.com. You don't have to use your notes. You can just go there. There's going to be a link to everything we discussed today. So you can jump in and check these things out. If you're looking for that next right step, you want to take a step in the direction to start building, provenamazoncourse.com is where you need to go. That has the replan training in it. We talk about the different tools, how to use Keepa, for example. We talk you through all the basics of what you're going to need to know to start doing this business the right way. But on behalf of the entire podcast team, all of our coaches, administrators, the team, there's about 100 of us that actually make this thing happen around here. And I just get to be the voice on the podcast. Thank you for joining and listening today. And Renee, to you as well. You are a tremendous guest.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim.
It was a real blessing. Great way to start off the new year for me. These great episodes like this. So encouraging. So all the business building warriors out there listening today, please know this. We don't see you as a competitor. We see you as a fellow business building warrior who's on a journey. We're here with you to support you and encourage you. We are praying for you and we want to see you succeed and thrive. Let us know how we can help make that happen. We'll have another great episode for you again real soon.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.